This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, what a kind of an interesting weekend in the NFL this week.
Yeah.
This weekend, we get the news yesterday that Julio Jones is now on the move and will be now with the Tennessee Titans. And I wanted to talk about that first. I
know it's a big one.
People looking at that and say, well, this really makes the Titans, Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown, and now they add Julio Jones to the equation. Boy, how are you gonna stop that offense?
That's quite a trio.
It's a good trio.
It really is. But
what version of Julio Jones are you getting?
That doesn't bother me as much as the other thing.
As much, I should say, how much of Julio Jones are you getting?
Right, right, right.
The more proper way. Because he played 9 games last year, 51 catches for 771 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. He didn't miss that much time in previous years.
Previous years, yeah. It was,
but he's always
a
fighting
game here,
foot
a game
something.
There.
Right, right.
And here's the problem.
Doesn't practice throughout the week. And, right,
this is something like when the Steelers went out and signed Mark Barron a couple of years ago, and Mark Barron didn't miss any game time. The problem was that Mark Barron, because of his knees, didn't practice a lot.
Right.
And so the coaching staff wasn't real keen. Like, you don't know how to trust a guy, and you're not getting the on-field experience with your teammates. Now, maybe it doesn't matter as much for a wide receiver.
And I'm sure it didn't matter for Julio with Matt Ryan in Atlanta
Correct.
For the last
yeah.
12 years. You know what
right.
I mean? Or whatever
but
it is.
But you're going with a new quarterback.
Right, right, right.
In a new offense.
New offensive coordinator.
New offensive coordinator.
Right.
So I don't know that this is the, wow, they're going to be unstoppable. I mean, I think they're a better football team for having done
it. Of course,
it.
They got better and Atlanta got worse. I mean, obviously. He's a great player. We don't need to talk about his legacy, but I really think he's probably the third best receiver that ever lived. I mean, in terms of career. When we saw him last year and every year before, he was still great. I expect him to be great, but he's old and he's got screws in his feet and he's constantly battling the same type of thing. As for the Titans, I think, like, if you're a better, this is a great opportunity. If their win total was 8.5 and now it's 10, I'm going under.
Now you go under.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that people will probably overreact to this. Of course they're better. He'll be a wonderful influence on A.J. Brown, who already patterns his game after Julio. You know, they're similar. But those three skill guys you mentioned are as good as any three that any team can trot out there. I mean, but the rest are bad. I mean, it's Firkser and Reynolds and Fitzpatrick. And, I mean, I like Tannehill, and I think he's a good player. But I think Arthur Smith, his loss is massive. I wanted to see Arthur Smith with Julio and Pitts and all those guys in Atlanta. I think there's a big coordinator drop-off there. So, you know, I don't think it's an accident that Tannehill, he's the obvious one, and even Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry was not the same player before Arthur Smith arrived there.
And here's the thing.
The usage of
him. Yeah. Ryan Tannehill started 16 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
They threw 481 passes.
Wow.
That's not like.
That's really low.
That's really low.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons
of play
Julio
action,
Jones
right?
is coming out of an offense where they threw, Matt Ryan's throwing the ball 600 times a year.
Yeah, every year. Absolutely.
His entire career. Is he going to be happy?
I don't know.
Not being the
right.
There's only one football.
Right.
And Derrick Henry's going to get it 25 times every game. You know that going in.
Oh, without question. Without question. I like the move. Again, they didn't give up a ton.
I like the move too. But I saw a thing this morning where somebody asked. It was obviously a Nashville-based radio show reporter, whatever it was. You know. Where does this move the Titans into the AFC hierarchy?
Right.
I don't know that it does.
That's the better question. Yeah, that's really the subject. Like, to me, they're not in the Chiefs category.
No.
I'm putting the Bills well ahead of them. I'm still putting the Browns and Ravens ahead of them. I'm torn if they're the best team in their division.
Right. I think maybe
I think
it closes the gap.
Right.
Like, I would have said, okay, the Colts are the better team.
I was torn 2 days ago.
Based on
how much
depending on what Wentz is.
Right. I mean, that's a huge. That's the huge
question mark.
Right.
But assuming they get,
it's not like the Colts can't run the ball either.
Right.
You know what
assuming
I mean?
They get at least league average quarterback play out of Wentz,
mm-hmm.
they've got the better roster.
I think they have the better defense.
Yeah. By far.
Better coaching when you incorporate the coordinator change, especially. Better offensive line. Weapons aren't horrible. You know, they both run the ball really well. The other thing about the Titans, and this isn't a knock on Bud Dupree. Dupree's a good football player. But they spent a lot of money and draft capital to revise their pass defense. Their pass rush was horrible. They got a bunch of new corners.
Not just horrible.
Like the worst in the
worst
league.
Worst in the league. Yeah.
And I'm not sure Bud is Batman, but he's going to help.
Yeah.
You know, is Caleb Farley going to be healthy? Like, wholesale changes to their pass offense and their pass defense. It's a little... It's just a high risk, you know.
Here's their starting defense right now, according to ourlads.com.
Uh-huh.
Defensive end is Denico Autry. The interior is Woodrow Hamilton and Jeffrey Simmons. Simmons is a good player.
Yeah, and Autry and Simmons will play most snaps.
Yeah.
As, you know, true D tackles.
They list Harold Landry as an outside linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Course, fine.
Bud's the other.
Right.
Harold Landry had a great rookie year.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything last year.
No, he's not super physical, but he's a good player.
The inside backers, Rashawn Evans and Jayon Brown.
They're both fine. They both run well, and they're active.
Yeah.
I think Simmons can be a star, too, up front.
Yeah. My thing with, like, Jayon Brown, well, he's been among the league leaders in tackles the last
couple
of years.
That's always good.
I don't get it.
Right.
You're an inside linebacker. You're supposed to make tackles.
You're supposed to make tackles.
Where are those tackles at? That's mm-hmm. what I want to know. The cornerbacks, Caleb Farley. Farley a lot coming out,
absolutely.
But hasn't played football in 2 years.
Right. You're hoping.
Yeah. Safeties, the other corner is Janoris Jenkins.
Right. He's a high variance guy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's got a track record, but they're both brand new.
And then Dane Cruikshank and Kevin Byard at the safety.
Byard's
a good player. I mean, I'm looking at this, okay, Bud Dupree's a good player. Jeffrey Simmons.
New.
Yeah, but he's coming off an ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Simmons is a good player.
Yeah.
Kevin Byard's a good player. And then the rest of it's just kind of eh.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think the defense is great. Their pass defense was really bad last year. And coverage and especially pass rush was the issue. And so they were very aggressive to address it. But wholesale changes on either side of the ball usually don't work out great immediately.
Takes time.
You're right. And, you know, the offense loses Jonnu and Corey Davis, adds Julio, and a huge coordinator change. So,
like, who off of that defense starts for the Steelers defense?
Byard.
Does he? Because he's a free safety.
Well, if he's only free, I mean, he's a better player than Edmonds, but he's not a better free safety than Minka.
Right.
They could use Caleb Farley.
Obviously, Bud would be.
He'd be back in the saddle. Simmons would play a lot. You know, I mean, he'd play as much as
I don't
as
know
Stewart.
Where, but.
He'd rotate with Simmons. I mean, you'd love to have him.
Right.
I think either linebacker plays next to Bush.
Potentially, yeah.
They're more run and hit athletes. And you'd love to have Farley. I mean, would Jenkins start? Maybe, if Sutton kicks inside and they both would be starters, co-starters type of deal.
But it's not.
It's not a great defense.
It's not a great defense. When I look at the offense.
The offense has three guys.
They get three guys.
And that's a great threesome.
I mean, I like Josh Reynolds.
It's amazing how bad their receivers were 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, and Josh Reynolds and the Fitzpatrick kid out of.
I mean, their starting right tackle right now is Kendall Lamb.
It'll probably be Radunz.
You would think it'd be Radunz, but.
And they missed on a first-round pick.
He's a little light in the pants for a right tackle, too.
They've been a very risky organization lately. Like, people don't give them a hard enough time for missing. I mean, as bad as you can miss on a first-round pick a year ago. Not even in the league anymore.
You cut your one from 3 years ago.
Yeah. A couple guys, you have not picked up their options. You know, you lost Conklin and Davis for that. Bad signings with, like, Vic Beasley, Clowney. You know, like, they've been aggressive to address their needs, and they haven't really hit. I think they're a good team. I am still torn if they're the best team in their division.
I think there are some serious holes there. Like, if I'm looking at that roster and I'm looking at the Steelers roster, I'll take the Steelers roster.
I'll take the Steelers roster, too. I also think, I'm not even a judge Tannehill versus Ben, but I'm a Tannehill guy. I always thought he got the short end of the stick in Miami. But, boy, he really benefited from what they did with Smith and the play action and Henry. And if that falls off just
481 pass attempts last
year. Right. He is what he is. A lot of after the catch. It works. But is he – can he rise – can he – you know, is he the tide to rise all ships? I don't think he's ever going to be that guy.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be asked. I think he's what the Browns want Baker Mayfield to be.
Perfect scenario, right.
But, you know, if you don't have that strong running game, you know, they're one injury – you know, one
– their skill guys are – question.
You know, you look at the backup running back situation.
I mean, there's a lot of teams. It's Darrington Evans,
Jeremy McNichols. Guys are not Derrick Henry.
The thing is, I mean, like, a big reason they got Julio, I mean, it goes without saying, get people out of the box.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was a lot of that. A.J. Brown gets doubled. There's eight in the box. That's why Corey Davis has a big year. You know what I mean?
Correct.
No question. So that's a wonderful situation. Again, you're adding a Hall of Fame player. But their offensive depth is really bad. And you can say this about a lot of teams, but if they lose any of their big three, that offense goes drastically backwards to me.
Yeah.
They become a lot easier to play against.
Or the quarterback, for that matter.
Well, sure.
If something happens, I mean, it's Logan Woodside and DeShone Kizer. Yeah. Let me say that again. It's Logan Woodside and DeShone Kizer.
Yeah. Yeah,
depth. People are complaining about the Steelers' backup situation.
Right. Yeah, it's really rough. So it's a nice pickup. They're better. I don't know that they move up in the AFC hierarchy a lot. Again, like if you go to Vegas and odds just switched in Titans' favor to win the division by a ton, I think I'd put a couple bucks on the Colts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I still like the Colts. And I, you know, whether Wentz is the answer or not, I don't know. Can Carson Wentz have a similar season to what Phillip Rivers had last year?
Possibly. I mean, to me, if you're betting on the Colts, you're betting on Frank Reich to reel in Wentz. Which I think is very possible. The quarterback advantage still has to go to Tennessee right now.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Clearly. But I'm not sure a lot else does. Their wide receivers are better now. I don't know that either one's really a contender. I mean, it's a bad division. They'll both probably go 5-1 in the division.
Rivers had he threw for almost 4,200 yards with 24 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions last year.
And did a real nice job checking it down to Taylor and
doing
Hines
the things that you need to do. Is Wentz going to be able to do that?
I don't know what to think of Wentz. I mean, he's been so poorly protected the last couple years, and has overreacted in such a bad way that I
worry if he's broken.
I wonder if he's broken. I wonder if he just doesn't trust it at all anymore. And he's fell apart since Frank Reich left Philly. So does Frank Reich have the skeleton key to fix him? He might. I mean, he's in the best situation he could possibly get. He's behind a good line with the right coach, and he's very, very talented. But he might be broken.
You know what I mean? He took 50 sacks in 12 games last year.
It's way more than anyone in the league.
And that all wasn't on the offensive line.
It's him trying to be Superman.
And you see things. I remember, you know, the game that he had against the Steelers last year might have been the best game he played all year.
Yeah, he did play pretty well in that one.
He made a couple of high-level throws, and I'm like, that's what you see with
him. He can do that.
But then he makes some plays that you're like, oh, my God, what was that?
Oh, my gosh, right. And that's every game. And that was one of his best games. The Steelers fans only remember that one. Their sack numbers collectively as a team, and it's almost all with him in the game, are so much worse than every team in the league. Like, I don't think people realize the discrepancy from 32 to 31 is light years.
Now,
they'll protect him in Indianapolis. Oh, in
Philly, but if he's still going to hold the football,
it still needs to come out.
He's still going to get, you know, sacked 30 times.
And their receivers are just okay.
Yeah. Like, I think that's just who he is.
I think that's who he is. I mean, even on his MVP-ish type year, he was not. His, you know, seconds per throw were still high.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get away with it a little bit then, and people start to figure out a little bit too. Yeah, that needs reeled in. He needs to dump it to Nyheim Hines in the tight ends and get, you know, move things quickly. And that's what Rivers did.
Yeah. But I think if you're a Steelers fan, you want the hierarchy in the AFC South. You want one team to separate.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you don't want two teams coming out of the AFC South.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. When you're fighting for those seven spots.
So, you know, you want Indianapolis or Tennessee to sweep the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Give that. Don't split.
You want one to be, you know, 7-10, 8-9.
Yeah.
A little bit
you
out
don't,
of the
You
mix.
Don't want two 11.
No, I think you're right about
you
that.
You don't want two teams winning 11 games.
Right.
You want.
I don't know if I'm kind of speaking for you here. I think they're both kind of equal. They'd be on the same level, you know, the Titans and Colts. But I bet one of them isn't great because Wentz is a real wild card, and we mentioned all the Tennessee wild cards. Like, the chances of all those things going positive for both teams, and neither team's ceiling super high to me. It's not like, oh, wow, everything clicked and they went 15-2.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, I don't think that can happen.
Now, the Steelers do play the Titans this year,
mm-hmm.
So you get a chance to take care of business there. So I guess in the grand scheme of things, you know, you beat the
– You want the Colts to be bad.
You want the Colts to be the team that
– Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're fighting for seven – the AFC looks pretty good right now.
It's deep, yeah.
I mean, and not that Atlanta was a contender, but one more guy goes from the NFC to the AFC, and, you know, I think kind of like Tampa and Kansas City kind of cancel each other out, but – I think the next tier or two is better in the AFC than the NFC.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I think because you would have had like Green Bay in that tier in the NFC. Well,
right.
What's going on with Aaron Rodgers?
What's going on with Aaron Rodgers? Right.
That doesn't seem to be coming to any kind of.
I don't know if he'll ever play for him again.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we know any. That'll be the talk of the town.
What are the
now,
Saints going to be like? That's another great team that was a very good team in the NFC. That
mm-hmm.
I don't know what you want to talk about crazy quarterback situations.
Yeah.
I mean,
Taysom Hill might be the starter. I mean, it could be.
Or like, it might be Jameis Winston, and what's he going to be?
Right.
You know, is this Jameis Winston from 2 years ago? Because if it is, they're a 500 team.
Like, I think the Rams have a chance to be really good.
Yeah.
But I don't see a team like the Bills or Browns that they've got that little bit of playoff experience. And I think the Bills are a year ahead of the Browns, too.
Yeah.
But, like, they're trending the right direction. They're learning how to win. They're taking the baby steps. I don't see that in the NFC.
That's why, you know, I look at that extra 17th game that got added this year, and the AFC North plays the NFC West.
Right, right.
The Steelers might have actually gotten the best matchup.
Because they get Seattle.
They get Seattle at home. Cincinnati's got to play San Francisco. Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. That's no fun at all.
Ravens got to play the Rams.
Right.
I think the Rams are the best team in that division.
I do, too.
And
I think the Cardinals are fourth, but they're good.
The Cardinals are dangerous.
They're very dangerous.
You know, I think they're a team that could go into Cleveland and give them fits.
Yeah. I mean, that's not an easy game. Not that Seattle is.
Right.
But Seattle's the least talented of those four.
Absolutely. I think so. Yeah. I mean, the quarterback
right.
makes them a dangerous team.
Of course. And they've won a lot of games.
You know, let's say Russell Wilson isn't playing that game. Or let's say Russell Wilson struggles with their pass rush
mm-hmm.
on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a night game.
In this building.
Yeah.
Right. No, I hear you. It's not that terrible of a matchup. And you're right. The rest of the division isn't loving it. San Francisco is going to be hard to play against.
Absolutely.
Right. Doesn't even matter who their quarterback is.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You know, I think, you know, when you look at it that way, okay, it's another tough game on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the rest of the division got tougher games.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's crazy to say the AFC North goes 1-3 against the NFC West, and if the one's the Steelers, well, you win.
Yeah.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You take a step forward over your opponents.
I do think that a team like the Cardinals, who you don't face all the time,
that wouldn't.
It's not a fun, like, you got a week. You got a week to prep
mm-hmm.
to play that team.
Right, right, right.
And it's going to be the ball's out. And Kyler Murray, I know the Steelers beat him as a rookie.
But they're going to spread the field more now with four.
Yeah, they're going to try. He's into year three now. He has a much better understanding of what.
Yep. Same can be true about the Ravens, though, too. I mean, if you play the Ravens, although all these teams saw each other last year. So that's kind of a cool thing about the schedule. But if you only see, you know, Lamar, Kyler, one out of every 4 years, that's a hard week to prep.
But if if any team can handle it, I'm looking at the Rams and going, that's a good defense.
I don't think they're going to run on him, you know, consistently.
I mean, is he going to run away from Aaron Donald the whole bunch? Like, you know,
You look at the Falcons, though. Like, I was excited about the Falcons. I thought this might be one of the best offenses in the league. You know, we talked about quarterbacks under pressure. Ryan
does
really well.
Now they can't run the ball.
They have two guys.
They got two guys.
What
are you doing? Are they rebuilding or are they?
They're in no man's land.
Yeah, they're kind of in that bad spot.
And I'm getting a lot of people are criticizing them now, saying, well, if you knew this then, which they had to have some inclination. I mean, the salary cap didn't get, you know, fall apart in the last month.
Right.
You should have taken Justin Fields. And I get that argument. But we don't know if they liked Fields. You don't take Fields because we liked Fields.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you take Fields if you liked him.
If you
really thought he was the guy.
Maybe if it was Lance, they would have taken
him. No, apparently a lot of teams did because there were a lot of news, you know, trickling out. Well, this team, you know, the Vikings wanted to move up and get him.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the Bears did move up and get him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he did fall a little. I mean, he didn't go the next pick. You know, so I mean, and anyone taking Pitts, I'm not going to be like, boy, that's a bad pick. It's kind of like the Bengals conversation. Yeah. Like, oh, you took the best receiver we've seen in a while.
I think they could move on from Julio knowing that they got Pitts, who's a similar style player.
But think of the five skill guys they're putting out now. It's going to be Pitts, probably Hayden Hurst, you know, more snaps than not.
Yeah.
Ridley, who might lead the league in targets now, when I think A.J. Brown was about to lead the league in targets. Gage, who's really a slot, but he's going to have to play outside. And Mike Davis. And no depth behind any of those guys. You know, like, I mean, they didn't draft much. I mean, their skill guys are thin.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Pitts and Ridley are going to get a lot of targets. But
they're listing their starting receivers now. Is Christian Blake, Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage.
I don't know who Christian Blake is.
They added Cordarrelle Patterson.
Right.
He's Christian Blake's backup. Like, he doesn't factor into the equation.
I mean, can Pitts line up and do Julio-type things? Can he be an X-receiver? Maybe,
yeah.
some.
Yeah, because you've got Hurst there to be your,
right.
You know, in-line guy.
But their wide receiver room is really bad outside of Ridley. I mean, true wide receivers. Gage is a good slot, but they're going to have a hard time trotting out five quality skill guys.
Now Davis's backup, this is worthy of noting here, since we are in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Quadri Olison.
Oh, is he
the top backup there?
Okay.
And I like Quadri coming out of Pitt.
No nonsense.
Straight ahead runner. I think right. He and Davis are very kind of complimentary.
Yeah, that's a good call. They also didn't draft them, but gave a lot of money to the tiny little scat back from Kansas. Hawkins, I think his name is.
Yeah, Javian Hawkins.
Yeah, the little guy.
Yeah.
And maybe he's a Sproles type for them.
And they got Tony Brooks-James, who's kind of, I think, if memory serves, he's kind of that similar style back, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. And besides Henry, they've kind of had a little guy. They've had a Deion Lewis in Tennessee before and those type of dudes.
But they've got
three quarterbacks. Their defense stinks.
They've got three quarterbacks on their roster. Matt Ryan, A.J. McCarron, and the great Felipe Franks.
Wow. At least Matt Schaub's not there. They have bad quarterback rooms, though. I mean, I like Matt Ryan. Like, if they have a disaster season and they're picking in the top five and they draft a quarterback and Ben retires, I'd say I'll give you a second-round pick for Matt Ryan, and he can come to Pittsburgh for a year or two if it's the same guy that we've seen. You know, like, I don't have any problem with him. But they're asking a lot from him.
Yeah.
They really are. They got to outscore teams, period. Which look great with Julio and Pitts, and when Hurst is your fifth option, now he's your third, or you know him or Mike Davis, you know.
Yeah, it's not good.
As good as Ridley is he ready to deal with exclusive double coverage?
I mean, I'm looking at their starting defensive.
D is
their
awful.
Their defensive starters are on our lads.
Their pass rushes.
Jacob Tuilotu Mariner.
Whew.
Is their left defensive end Grady Jarrett? He's a good player.
He's a great player. Yeah.
Tyler Davison next to him.
Eh. He needs to step up this year, but he's kind of a situational guy.
Dante Fowler at the other end.
Overpriced, but he's certainly not Batman.
Deion Jones and Foisade Olokun.
Jones is a good player who's been hurt a lot.
Yeah, he can't stay healthy. Mm-hmm. The cornerbacks are Kendall Sheffield and Isaiah Oliver.
Yeah. No, they had a first-round pick on a corner last year. What's his last face year? From LSU? Or not from LSU. The Clemson kid.
I'm looking here. Fabian Moreau is on there. They got...
Because remember they picked the corner, the pick before CD.
Oh, they got A.J. Terrell. He's their nickel.
Yeah.
He's their nickel.
Okay. But he's going to play.
Yeah.
Their safeties were maybe the worst in the league last year. And so they drafted, Robinson, I think, from...
Richie Grant they drafted.
Richie Grant, okay. And they signed somebody who's okay. But that defense is going to be one of the worst in the league.
Yeah, they signed Daron Harmon in Detroit.
I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's better than what they played with last year.
But it's not good.
It's not good, and the depth is horrible.
Like, people are talking about this, you know, the Steelers' secondary.
Mm-hmm.
They're really going to take a step backwards this year. I wouldn't trade it for that group.
No way.
I mean,
the only guys I'd want from that group are the first-round pick last year and the second-round pick this year.
Yeah.
See what they turn into.
But you can play with a group like that if you have a pass rush.
If you have a pass rush.
Which they don't.
Right. And that team has as bad a depth as anyone in the league. It could be a really rough year for them. You know, cause I thought they were super interesting, but I was looking at it more from like a fantasy lens. Like, wow, they may score 40 a game, and Matt Ryan may lead the league in passing. Now he has to, but he's right. missing his biggest gun.
Yeah.
You know? Now we knew it was coming.
Now it's super fantasy relevant, but who are the fantasy guys? Well, the same
Ridley
guy.
And Pitts.
Yeah,
and
Ridley, Pitts, Ryan, and Davis.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, nothing.
Nothing. And the line could be okay. They've used a lot of early picks on the offensive line. Man, I mean, and luckily he deals with pressure well, but they're definitely not a contender. And I was really excited for Arthur Smith to take that over, and he still may do good things. And I think they were 1-9 in one score games last year. I mean, they won 5 games, but they only allowed like 17 more points than they scored. You know, they weren't as bad as they looked. So I just thought, you know,
now they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And so I don't know. They're in a weird spot. Been a weird offseason.
This is what happens, folks. You know, with the people who were talking in the offseason, Steelers need to blow it up.
No,
you don't blow up a roster that has some of the talented players that the Steelers have on it. I mean, how do you go to T.J. Watt and say, hey, yeah, we'd like you to re-up for a long-term contract, but we're going to trade Cam and Tuitt and some of these other guys away.
No. Right.
Like,
and even Atlanta, let's say they did take Fields. They wouldn't have Pitts. I mean, he'd be in a difficult situation to succeed this year.
Yeah.
You know, or he'd sit for a year and they'd be worse.
You know, maybe if they hadn't taken Pitts, maybe it would have been Grady Jarrett who goes.
Right.
Because they had to get rid of one of those guys to create cap space.
Right. And then their defense would be an utter disaster.
I would think I would have rather gone that way.
Maybe. Because you can at least say, well, we know we got to put 40 up this every day.
Right.
And we'll just throw whatever at the wall on defense.
Because as good as
you'd get more for Jarrett,
as good as Grady Jarrett is, right. You would have gotten more for him. And he's one guy out of 11 that he's your one standout defensive player.
And he gets doubled every play.
And he's going to get doubled every play.
Right.
Like, so is he really going to be super effective?
Could we be the 30th ranked defense versus the 31st?
Yeah.
You know, like, we're going to be terrible here anyways. You mentioned this, actually, when we were talking about Julio a week or two ago, and I've brought it up on other forums as well. Like, okay, they got a second, and then the next year, the year after that, they're
four. They swap
second
a four and a
plus. Yeah. So they got a little more than a second. But wouldn't you rather got somebody on his first contract? You know what I mean? Like, where that team is, sure, future second's great. But Tennessee's not going to – it's not going to be a 33rd pick in the draft.
Right.
You know, it's
that's why they added the sweetener
pick.
Into that because they looked at it and said, well, Tennessee's probably going to be drafting 50 or lower.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting a you know, second or first part of the second round draft pick for him.
And I'm not sure who that name would be on the Titans roster. Maybe they don't even have one. But, like, when Julio was running around in his Cowboys T-shirt, I'm like, well, of course he's not going to be a Cowboy. And I'm like, well, what if they trade him Michael Gallup?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like Barnwell put something out like Jacksonville should trade him Chenault in a fourth.
I mean,
like, okay.
I would have looked at them and said, okay, how about give me throw in David Long or, you know,
somebody
Monty
that can help
Rice, who they drafted this year.
He would play for them.
He would play.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Right. It could be any position, really.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a young quarterback.
Yeah, throw
give me
I mean,
anything.
They drafted,
right.
you know, Elijah Molden.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
right.
Now
he's
we're talking.
Starter for Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we'll forget about the sweetener. Give me a second and Molden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cost effect. Like the Steelers did with Minka, even first-round guys, it's so cost effective to trade for a dude on his first contract. That's the move to me as opposed to, a year from now, pick 50, we'll have, you know, something. You could still get both. I would have got some kind of
That's not helping Matt Ryan stay upright this year.
No, not at all. Or, you know, add one more piece to the defense.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting.
It is. It's fun.
It's a big trade, obviously, and one that, you know, definitely moved the needle a lot.
Gives us something to talk about this time of year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, big move. I mean, he'll be fun to watch with next to A.J. Brown and Henry for sure.
Yeah, but that's going to do it for this segment. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Breck here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lully. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.